Good afternoon. A few morning showers resulted in more moisture in the air today across parts of interior New York and New England. And now with energy heading in our direction from western and central New York, we'll see more showers and thunderstorms firing. And some of the storms could be on the stronger side, if not severe, with gusty winds, hail, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours. It will not be too particularly warm or humid today, but potent energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere at jet stream level will be streaking through, making up for the lack of heat and humidity, to generate some of the stronger storms. Temperatures today will be in the middle to upper 70s. Storms will clear out this evening and skies will become partly cloudy overnight with areas of fog developing. Lows will be around 60. A deep trough of low pressure has been centered over southern Canada and across the Great Lakes and into New York and New England for the better part of the week. This weather pattern will persist for the rest of the work week and linger into the weekend as it starts to lift out on Saturday and Sunday. Still, batches of energy embedded within this trough will move through from time to time, generating chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. That'll be the case tomorrow with some energy lifting in from the south, an isolated shower or storm possible late in the day. Otherwise, any sunshine will give way to increasing clouds through the morning and into the afternoon as highs reach the lower 80s. Over the weekend, a few scattered showers or thunderstorms on Saturday with highs near 80, and still the risk on Sunday and Monday of scattered showers and storms with highs in the lower 80s. Finally, it looks like this trough will lift out through midweek next week with a mix of sun and clouds for both Tuesday and Wednesday, and highs pushing up into the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over our region in northern New York and New England. Meanwhile, a well-defined low-pressure system located about 650 miles east of the southern Windward Islands has been producing organized shower and thunderstorm activity during the past several hours. If this activity persists, tropical storm advisories will have to be initiated. Interests in the Lesser Antilles should monitor the progress of this disturbance closely as it moves west-northwestward at 15 to 20 miles per hour, and watches or warnings may be required for some of these islands by the end of the day. A Hurricane Hunter aircraft is scheduled to investigate the system this afternoon. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 37 at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast this afternoon, New York City, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s. Boston, the chance of a thunderstorm by the end of the day near 80. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 70s. Taking a look at the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 98 set in 1917, and the record low 40 in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:46 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m., 14 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, a decrease of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, with showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon, and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny skies today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms likely today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to clouds, and isolated shower or thunderstorm late in the day with highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, near 80. The risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday and Monday, around 80 degrees. And a mix of sun and clouds for Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs back into the middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.